We are tracking key Senate races up to the midterms. Democrats hoping to win some seats, Republicans hoping to take some seats away from them. In Pennsylvania, longtime Democratic Senator Bob Casey is facing a challenge from Republican Representative Lou Barletta. Now, this is a state Trump, President Trump, narrowly won, but it was a win that no Republican presidential candidate has had since 1988 in this swing state. Lou Barletta, an immigration hawk, is trying to repeat Trump's success with his Senate bid. But the uphill battle he faces suggests what? Chris Potter is government and accountability editor at WESA in Pittsburgh. Chris, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So start with Barletta. Came to fame as a pearly-toothed mayor, the brightest smile. He wanted to make his hometown, Hazleton, one of the toughest places in the world for illegal immigrants. Give us more of a thumbnail.
Yeah, so he was the mayor of Hazleton, which had an influx of immigrants who work at some of the facilities in the area there. And he grew to be concerned about the changing demographics of his community. So he sponsored and signed into law a local ordinance that basically would punish employers and landlords for doing business with people who were undocumented. That law turned out to be unconstitutional. The ACLU filed suit against it, and it was eventually stricken from the books. But by that point, Mr. Barletta had launched his career in Congress, and that's where we find him today.
Right. Remember covering that story. Well, here is one of Lou Barletta's campaign ads. It's kind of, you can picture a game show setting to start, and then Barletta will talk about his opponent, the sitting Democratic Senator Bob Casey. Let's listen.
It's the Pick 5 jackpot. Tonight's winning letters, C, A, S, D, Y.
I'm Lou Barletta. Bob Casey's been in office so long, he's collected $3 million. That's like winning the lottery. But can you name one thing Casey's done? As a mayor, I started tough immigration reform in America. As a congressman, I've exposed government waste and lowered taxes. Now I'm running for the Senate to give President Trump the help he needs. I'm Lou Barletta, and I approve this message.
So attacking his opponent, Bob Casey, but also aligning himself with the president. But we know that Connor Lamb, a Democrat, recently pulled off a huge upset, winning a special House election in a district Trump swept by 20 points there in Pennsylvania. So what's the thinking about aligning himself with President Trump?
Well, I think if you're Congressman Barletta, this may be about all you can do. He's raised about $1.5 million. I should say he has about $1.5 million in the bank account as of the end of June. Mr. Casey, who's a household name, his father was a governor here, superior name recognition, something like $10 million going into the latter part of 2018. So he's got him on name recognition. He's got him on money. He's got him on the advantages of incumbency. If you're Lou Barletta, you're from the northeastern part of the state. A lot of people out here have not even heard your name. Aligning yourself with Donald Trump is probably the best play you have.
Well, the other truth is that incumbent senators like Casey are notoriously hard to unseat when the opposition party is in the White House. Since 1914, I think they've won 91% of the time. So Casey also has the historical advantage. But what are you saying? Are you saying that it's just name recognition, or is Trump's star fading there?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at the polling, Trump is underwater here in Pennsylvania as he is across the country. He does a little bit better in Pennsylvania than in many other places. I think my point here is just that if you're Lou Barletta, your close relationship to the president, and it is close. Barletta was really one of the first people out of the gate to be supportive of Donald Trump. That relationship is one strength you've got in your corner. And, you know, on paper at least, maybe you can go and reprise that stunning victory in 2016 if you appeal to the same kind of people. The problem he's got is that he's not up against Hillary Clinton, who was sort of a divisive figure in her own right. Bob Casey over the years has done a much better job of connecting with white working class voters on a range of issues, including trade. He's very closely aligned to on Donald Trump's position when it comes to trade issues in particular.
Well, and that's what Bob Casey is trying to say in his ads. Let's listen to one. Here he is sitting with a couple on a stoop, and the wife introduces them to us this way.
I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican.
It has its ups and downs, believe me.
Amen. So we admire how Bob Casey works with both sides.
Casey worked with Democrats and Republicans to restore health care benefits to minors.
He passed bipartisan plans to start rebuilding our roads and bridges and supports trade tariffs to get tough on China.
That's right. Republicans and Democrats really can work together.
Sometimes.
I'm Bob Casey, and all three of us approve this message.
So Chris Potter, there we have him doing exactly what you said, demonstrating that he's supported all voters in his mm-hmm. area. But he was also one of the first to tweet when President Trump fired James Comey as FBI director. And what he tweeted was, "This is Nixonian."
Yeah, he is. This goes back to the very early days of the Trump administration. You may recall the that sort of chaotic evening after the travel ban was imposed, and suddenly people were being jammed up at airports without, you know, even 24 hours notice. Bob Casey basically went to the Philadelphia airport. I think he was dressed in a tux. He was mm-hmm. at some formal event that evening, and went out there in
white
really
tie. He was in
white
tie.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So really, that has set the tone. This is Bob Casey. This is a guy who most Pennsylvanians have been thinking about as kind of a mild mannered guy. Even the Barletta ad sort of, you know, do you know what he's even done all these years? You know, he's kind of been a quiet presence. And yet since the election of Donald Trump, Mr. Casey has come out and been a very forceful critic of the president on some of these issues, for sure. Most polling shows him up around 15 points over Mr. Barletta. There will definitely be some tightening. But right now, he would seem to be in pretty good shape.
Well, but Lou Barletta says the polls are wrong.
Yeah.
And the Times, New York Times quotes voters in the area who say things like, well, you know, if I say I support him and I'm against some of the immigration policies, then people say I'm a racist. I mean, is it possible that people are not speaking as they did during the 2016 campaign, or maybe not saying what they really are going to do?
Right. Yeah. No. Anybody at this point would be crazy to put too much faith in the polls, right, after 2016, because polls did show Hillary Clinton with a respectable lead over Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. And we all know how that turned out.
Yeah. Chris Potter, he heads up a reporting initiative on government accountability at WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station. Chris, thanks for speaking with us.
Hey, it was great being with you.